Hi there, it's Amy Wood. I wanted to give you a quick update on my iPad. A lot of you have been seeing me show the iPad and feature some of our viewer pictures and things on television with the device that I've been holding up. That's the iPad. You've seen it probably on the news recently because it's made a lot of headlines. I purchased one and invested in this thinking it would be a really great way to bring the web to TV without having to do a lot of production to make it happen and make it real easy to sort of incorporate what's going on the web and the interactive things that I do and our pictures that are on WSPA.com that many of you upload and wrap that all up into a way that it quickly can work into the shows. So far for me, being that was my primary goal, it's been a very great experience, a wonderful device. It's pretty, it's sleek, it is very, very efficient, has so many options. I've got my calendar through an application I downloaded. I've got my Google Mail, Gmail is on there. I also can now Skype and make phone calls from it, even though I got the 3G version that will be going to a phone line later. I just have the plain old Wi-Fi version with the maximum memory to make sure that I had room for pictures and video. But it's just been a really great experience. I'm enjoying the chat that goes on about it, whether people do or don't like it. The naysayers who are like, oh, that's just a waste. No, who cares? I personally thought it would be a waste because I have a netbook. And so I thought that's like one of those mini computers, a little bit smaller than a normal laptop that is supposed to be convenient to carry around with you and use like in meeting settings. I go to a lot of meetings that have to do with social media, and it becomes a great way to get online and tweet with other people and share information. Well, I'm discovering very quickly, despite my goal of just having this sort of for something I can use on TV, that I'm living on this thing. This is, of course, it's new, and we always tend to use newer pieces of technology more intensely at the beginning, but I really think this is going to last because I haven't even touched the netbook or thought about pulling that thing out. I think it was a waste of money based on the experience I've had so far with this. To me, it is like, I think, a competitor to netbooks and not necessarily to the Kindle. I have a Kindle, for example, a book reader, an e-reader, as they are known, and it is not nearly as easy to read on this iPad as the Kindle if you're going to do long-form reading. If you're going to sit down and read a book for a couple of hours and you're doing it on an e-reader, I would rather do it on the Kindle than to do it on the iPad. I do have the Kindle app now on this iPad, so I can say I'm at the doctor's office and I don't have my Kindle with me, but I have this with me, and I just want to read a chapter or something. I can do that when I'm on the go and on the road and don't necessarily have all those different electronics with me. But I don't think it's necessarily completely a competitor to the e-reader industry. I think the biggest thing is going to be what transpires down the road with how people use it, how much they enjoy it. If they get a camera going for this thing, they really need a camera. I hope that the Apple folks are listening and that they will get us a camera for this, because I really would like to live stream with it. And again, the keyboard is easy to use. I thought that might be hard to use, but there's a keyboard that is friendly and right on the iPad device itself. You just pull it up, and it's just a visual thing that you type upon without an actual keyboard interface, and it's great. I've had no problems using it. So there you go. That's my thought. Have a great night, and let me know what you think of it, the iPad.